in addition to New York and Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Utah have filed suit against members of the family. Last month, a coalition of more than 500 counties, cities, and Native American tribes named the Sacklers in a case in the Southern District of New York, bringing the family into a bundle of 1,600 opioids cases being overseen by a federal court judge in Cleveland. The various legal claims also identify many other manufacturers, distributors, and pharmacy chains as bearing responsibility for the epidemic. The suits are not only an effort to get at the Sacklers' personal fortunes, estimated by Forbes to be $13 billion, but to expose the extent to which the Sacklers themselves have been calling the shots. If these allegations against the Sacklers are proven to be correct, that could dramatically change the potential reach of where the litigation goes to collect funds on behalf of the cities and states that are so desperately trying to get money to deal with the opioid crisis, said Adam Zimmerman, an expert on complex litigation at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. In a joint statement to the New York Times, representatives of the 8 Sackler family members named as defendants in the New York and Massachusetts cases said the lawsuits were filled with claims that are demonstrably false and unsupportable by the actual facts. The statement also contended that the claims would be refuted by the family's response this week to the Massachusetts lawsuit. The statement said the lawsuits ignore the fact that the Sackler family has long been committed to initiatives that prevent abuse and addiction, citing what it characterized as a philanthropic donation from the family to an addiction research and treatment center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In fact, the $75 million contribution to be made over 5 years was a condition of the court-approved settlement of an opioid lawsuit brought by the Oklahoma Attorney General against Purdue. Regarding Project Tango, a separate statement from some of the Sacklers named in the suits said that no board member proposed Tango or authored any documents in support of it. Purdue, for its part, said in a court filing in Massachusetts this year that it neither created nor caused the opioid epidemic there, and in a statement last week said the company and its former directors vigorously deny the New York claims. Prescription opioids are Food and Drug Administration-approved medications that have legitimate uses for certain patients with advanced cancer or short-term severely acute pain, and are still prescribed, despite limited evidence, for some patients with chronic pain. A central concern of the investigations and legal cases against Purdue Pharma over the years, including the 2007 federal investigation, has been whether the company, its executives, and owners were aware in the late 1990s that OxyContin was being abused. The new lawsuits are notable for the detail they provide about the family's own continued push to sell opioids in more recent years, as the opioid epidemic became a full-blown national crisis.